Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ribs Rainey. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ribs Rainey. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Kakos moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Kakos moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Joost scores. Vallow moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Guerra moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Dick Starr now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Vallo moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kakas takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kakas moves to third. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kakas scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graham for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Vallo bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to third. Moses moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Moses moves to third. One out. It's 7-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 0-for-1 in the game. Starr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Starr moves to second. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Starr moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kakas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Kakas reaches second base with a double. Starr scores. Dillinger scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kakas moves to third. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-2 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-2 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got 4 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kellner takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops it up and throws to first, with Star covering, for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kakas. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Starr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Starr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pridi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pridi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pridi takes first base on ball 4. Kakas moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kellner hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-3 in the game. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-3 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pridi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Moss pinch hits for Dick Starr. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kakas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Jerry Pridi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pridi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pridi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Suter. Sullivan scores. Kakas goes all the way around to score. Pretty moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-4 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.